Body bags at OpenAI's door, the human friction behind the AI race. Military protesters placed body bags outside OpenAI's San Francisco headquarters on Wednesday, the same day the Wall Street Journal published a detailed investigation describing AI company executives now traveling with armed guards, intrusion attempts, and a volume of violent communications severe enough that multiple companies have formalized security protocols. The protest targeted in particular the DARPA Air Force Venom program, an AI-controlled F-16 that completed a live flight demonstration this week. Venom, the Viper experimentation and next-generation operations model, has been in development for years, but a successful live test is qualitatively different from simulation, and protesters argue that autonomous AI systems are being integrated into lethal military platforms faster than any meaningful ethical framework has been established. DeepMind warned this week that AI systems are now generating scientific hypotheses and proposed discoveries faster than physical laboratory capacity can validate them, creating an epistemic bottleneck of AI-generated claims across biology, chemistry, and material science that may take years to fully evaluate. Google DeepMind and Isomorphic Labs announced a new AI bioresilience program combining 15-plus partnerships focused on pathogen detection and outbreak response, framing AI as a tool against biological threats. OpenAI launched its first hardware product this week alongside a $70 ChatGPT-branded basketball, the basketball widely characterized as a brand extension. The hardware launch itself viewed as a significant strategic expansion into physical products and more direct competition with Apple and Google. A former OpenAI executive fired over what was described as an adult mode content policy dispute joined Founders Fund, Peter Thiel's venture firm, bringing inside knowledge of OpenAI's internal decision-making to a firm systematically positioning itself in the AI space. Mira Murati's startup released an open-weight AI model, offering enterprises the ability to run inference on their own infrastructure without routing sensitive data through third-party cloud APIs, a direct bet that the enterprise market will bifurcate between capability and data sovereignty. Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro was delayed after reportedly falling short of internal benchmarks, ceding competitive ground for an extended window. Anthropic's Mythos model, described in the context of Wall Street CEOs, including Bank of America's Brian Moynihan raising cybersecurity concerns, suggests the frontier is generating anxiety at the highest levels of the financial system. The Palantir CTO's accusation that China is stealing American AI through distillation attacks, using frontier model outputs to train cheaper replicant models at scale, received relatively limited coverage despite its strategic significance. Trump aides were separately reported to have privately conceded that China is cheating on the trade deal, suggesting enforcement mechanisms are not functioning as intended, with implications extending from tariffs into technology transfer.